Morning Edition continues on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and I welcome you to this week's installment of Issues of the Environment. After years of planning, the city of Ann Arbor in April launched its citywide compost program for food scraps. Now, if you think about the size of Ann Arbor and the potential issues that can accompany compost, this is an ambitious and innovative program. So we're a couple of months in now and thought we would get you an inside look at how the launch has gone and what we might expect in the future. My guest this morning is Tom McMurtry, and Tom is Ann Arbor Solid Waste Coordinator. And good morning and welcome back to WEMU.
Good morning, David.
Well, before we look ahead, let's look back for a moment. What factors went into the decision to create the citywide compost program that includes this expanded food scraps?
Well, as part of the solid waste planning process, we did a waste sort in 2012. Basically, taking samples of refuse, garbage from single-family homes and from multifamily homes, and looking to see what people were throwing away. As part of that process, what we found is approximately half of what people were throwing away was food waste. So we found that there was a huge potential there.
And this food waste ultimately in the past was ending up in the landfill, taking up space and ultimately affecting our environment in that manner. So now residents are able to add all food scraps to their yard waste compost bins that are sent out for pickup, correct?
That's correct. So it is a seasonal program, starts April 1st, ends the first week in December. What we did was take that seasonal program, we enhanced the processing with our processing operator, We Care Organics, and we can now accept all plate scrapings, including meats and bones.
So if we were to take 100% of the food scraps out, that's a 50% reduction in what's going to the landfill. Obviously, we're nowhere near that point 6 weeks into the new program, but are you seeing some tangible evidence that people are buying in and starting to participate?
Yeah, we've had a great response to this program. As part of it, we're giving away a kitchen catcher unit. It's a 2 gallon plastic composting unit that sits on your kitchen counter. It's very attractive, green and beige. It's vented. It's got a hinged lid. One of the features that I really like about it is that it's called a SureClose unit, and the reason it's called that is you can drop it from the counter height onto the ground, and the latch will not pop open. The lid will not pop open. It's a wonderful unit. We are giving away these at no charge to any resident of Ann Arbor who has a cart. And the response to this has been tremendous. We've given away about 3,000 of these so far.
And 2 gallons, you would think that doesn't sound like a lot, but if you were to fill a 2 gallon container with food scraps, I think we'd all sit there and look at it and go, I'm being so wasteful.
Yeah, it's it's probably good for the average household. You'll probably be emptying it every other day or so, maybe a little less frequently.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and we're talking with Ann Arbor Solid Waste Coordinator Tom McMurtry about the city's food compost program. How is it that materials that just a year ago wasn't allowed into compost can now be accepted? Is it a technological, a philosophical, or a shift of both?
It's basically what we're doing at the compost site. Previously, we're taking that material that comes in, and on a daily basis, we are grinding it, and we are immediately putting it into the windrows, mixing it in with leaves and branches, et cetera, other organic matter. Prior to that, the material had been sitting for a while, and we recognized if we're going to do plate scrapings, we needed to get it into these windrows. The windrow is the pile of material where there's bacteria that are actively breaking things down. So that's the step that has been added. It's a more immediate grinding and putting into the process.
And early returns show that this process is working well and has room for growth and expansion moving forward?
Oh, absolutely. In visiting the site, you can see the material coming in, the food waste scattered throughout, and there are no odors, no detectable odors. It's running quite smoothly.
Now, that has been one of the concerns of consumers in this kind of program, in that it can cause odors either in the house or, as you said, it outside in the compost bin, and may very well draw some of our woodland creatures and attract unwanted vermin. Have you had any experience with that becoming an issue?
We have not. And as part of this program rollout, one of the things we did allow, which is new, are the biodegradable plastic bags. They need to be certified, BPI certified compostable bags, but we are allowing them. We're selling them at our customer service center where people can pick up the compost units. They're also available at a number of locations around town. And those bags will reduce odors and will also break down once they go through the composting process.
Well, when the program was launched back in April, I'm sure, and the years that it took to get this program up and running, that you decided you had goals for the first year. What are those goals?
We're hoping to compost a little over 2,000 tons. So that's what we're aiming for. We'll know more at the end of the year whether we've met that goal or not.
Now, we're talking only and solely about residential composting service right at this point. There's an even bigger sector in the commercial sector to be dealt with. Is that something we're going to see in the future?
It's a huge potential. We're evaluating things right now to see what would be the best way to handle the restaurant waste and all the other food streams that come from the commercial sector, but it's absolutely correct. That's a huge potential there. Right now, we're limiting this particular program to just residential in Ann Arbor.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and we're talking with Ann Arbor Solid Waste Coordinator Tom McMurtry about the city's food compost program. Now, like any new program, it's not just about the environment, but it's about our money, too. What was the cost to the city to launch the program and get it up and running?
The cost to the city was a little under $15,000 per year, but we are hoping to make that up in landfill and transfer station savings. So we're very optimistic that the program will basically pay for itself.
And could that be possible in year one?
We're hoping for that, yes.
And down the road, this is something that not only saves money, but can possibly generate revenue?
Yes, the city does get revenue from the sale of materials at the compost site. We're certainly hoping that would be a factor.
Well, once again, you have these 2-gallon bins available for free for any Ann Arbor resident who has a compost bin, correct?
The compost cart, correct.
The compost cart, correct. How do they go about picking up these?
So these can be picked up at City Hall, 301 East Huron Street, corner of Huron and 5th. All you need to do is come in and state that you're a City of Ann Arbor resident and that you do own a compost cart.
And they will get one for free as long as supplies last. How many do you have left?
Well, we have another 3,000 or so left, and we're expecting those supplies to last hopefully through the end of the year.
And if folks would like some additional information on the program, where may we direct them?
The simplest is to go to a2gov.org/compost.
Thank you so much for your time. I always appreciate it.
You're welcome.
That is Tom McMurtry, his solid waste coordinator for the City of Ann Arbor. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's a weekly feature produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division and heard only on 89.1 WEMU.